Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 21st of June, recording at 9:51 p.m. British Summer Time. Having taken a little time out to check on that fine England-Croatia game next door. Well, what about these markets here today? Still, we've got these choppy, nervous conditions overall. And nothing impressive in terms of leadership coming from Asia, where I continue to watch Thailand and India, which had been such leaders, as you know, last year, and which I maintain are going to be outstanding markets over the long term, but are very much underperforming in here today. And that's important, I feel, for the whole global stock market sector. NASDAQ continuing to underperform the S&P and the Dow. That's another leader. And I've done a short piece on some of what I regard as the lead indicators, such as bank shares, again, underperforming in here currently, whereas the classic sector laggards, such as the oils, are doing really quite well, although they might have been a little profit-taking in some of those here today with the oil price falling as production was restored in Iraq. Now, among the developed markets, one of the better performances is in Japan, where we've got the second section index testing its high, its all-time. It's certainly testing this year's high, but there's resistance there, and it's overbought and had accelerated to get there, and it is hesitating there, so this is a testing moment for that second section index in terms of the durability of the recent rally. Nikkei had a good gain as to topics up. Nikkei up here up 1.92% over 200 points, 218 points, although it had been a fair bit higher. So it was doing well, it had a barnstorming gain earlier on, but then gave up a significant portion of that. But I think once again all eyes are on Wall Street. The European markets, mixed performance, mostly a little bit on the softer side in here today. I mean, retracing some earlier strength. Nothing that big. The biggest decline at just under 1% was Milan. Wall Street will disappoint the bulls because it was up most of the day, up quite substantially in the pre-market conditions, and then sold off really in the last hour or so, hour and a bit. Closing down almost 45 on the Dow. That's not big, less than 0.5%, but 4.72 on the S&P, and with the NASDAQ coming down 12.35 or 0.62. Now, that's near the lows of the day overall, but mostly markets are, if in sailing terms, they would be lufting in the wind here, but up near prior resistance levels, where, in fairness to the bullish arguments, certainly some resistance could be expected near the prior highs and against the background of short-term overbought conditions. I think stock markets have more downside risk than upside from here, as you know, but I wouldn't be all surprised if we saw basically more sideways trading activity, and I maintain that 2005 and 2006 are going to be tough years for people trying to perform with long-only positions in stock markets. Now, moving on, bonds a bit steady in here today, closing with the modest gains overall, and the JGBs are rallying against the background of that oversold condition, and I would dearly love to see that continue because I took profits on my short position too soon. As you know, I took profits on my U.S. Treasury bond short lower than current levels, and I'd be absolutely delighted to see it rally, and when I look at the pattern, it could certainly rally a bit further in here. So I'm content to stay where I am, which is with some short positions in the European and U.S. market indices that I'm resisting the temptation to increase those positions partly because I've got a lot of other positions across the various different markets. And also, I've got most of my annual holiday coming up in August, so I don't want to be kind of leveraging up further. I want to be reducing somewhat. I hope I will. But I'll try to read the market opportunities in here. That'd be the most important factor. What else to mention? That puts me, I think I've already said that I'm short overall, but I'm currently out of, despite having a lot of positions, I'm out of short overall in stocks. I'm out of bond markets currently. I'm out of currency markets currently. Not much going on in currencies here today. The euro had drifted down to 120.76 against the dollar. That hit the metals a bit. And then it's picked up a little bit. It's at 121.13, but still down a quarter of a cent in here today. But to say, quite a quiet day overall. Now, metals had been firm earlier on, early in the day. And then we had one or two downdrafts, most notably in silver. And I haven't played this baby steps trading in as disciplined a fashion as I might have. I should have had an order in the market, having lightened a little bit late last week. I think it was on, excuse me, on Friday. Almost had another baby steps lightening in here today, but it wasn't to be. And then we had a downdraft, as they say, in silver. And it fell really quite sharply. It fell, I think, over 20 cents at one stage. And I ought to have had a bid in the market down in the sort of mid 570 region on the September contract, but I didn't. And when I saw it, I went in to try to pick it up, but it had already started to bounce. So I bid, but didn't pick it up. Still, I might get a chance in here tomorrow, although it closed well off the lows. But as I look currently. Here on the September silver, if I pick up the range here today, we had 608 to 575. So that's certainly the type of volatility that lends itself to the baby steps type trading that I've been advocating. I maintain overall that this is building support in this region, but easily it could easily turn into a fairly long convalescence after the spike up and even more dramatic move back downwards that we saw a little earlier, mainly with that spike upwards in March and early April, and then just thumping back down during the rest of April. Okay, in the other supply inelasticity trades, again, more nervousness. We, for instance, saw tin today. Glad I didn't go back into that. But tin rallied up to 9,050 at one stage. It was looking quite firm, but then closed down $325 here at 85.75. So again, more ranging, but today's action is certainly a downward dynamic. Lead closed down 10, having been up at 8.46. I'm concerned that I might have been a little bit complacent again in terms of holding on because of the generally steady tone there. And the persistent backwardation, but at 8.25, that's not that much profit erosion. But remember, we had that downdraft. I think it was earlier in the month when it just sort of, or late last month when it just plunged down to 7.50 in a matter of a couple of days. So overall, I keep saying they're repeating these points, but they do describe the situation: nervous, choppy conditions in here, and that people aren't sure which way to jump. And it's not a bad time to have lots and lots of cash if you're not inclined to be a trader, either because trading is not something that is temperamentally suited to you, or And because you just don't have the time to do that, which would apply to a high proportion of my listeners, I suspect. But there are also quite a number of traders and hedge fund managers and so on, and we really do have to grab the profits when they show up in this environment. This is not a buy and hold or sell and hold environment so far in anything. I think we'll get the big breaks though eventually, with the stock markets currently having more downside scope than upside potential. Bond markets might rally a little bit further, particularly if stock markets come off, but certainly an overall bear market, secular bear market in bonds as it is in Wall Street, and therefore most stock markets in Wall Street's sphere of influence. And in the currency markets, choppy action, but I maintain that the dollar's rally peaked and that we'll see it retest its lows against a number of currencies. But that downside risk will be cushioned by the fact that the dollar's already fallen a long way and that the US economy is strong relative to most other developed economies. And also because US interest rates are going to be going up, and that will help to cushion the downside risk there. What else to mention in here? I'll give you the gold price in a moment. It didn't have any big dramatic action in here. Orange juice, which I bought the other day, it's closed at 57.85. Still looks like a recovery candidate in here. Now, in the dogs of the portfolio department, and we had quite a good rally in soybeans today. Closed up 18 at 716.5. I'm still losing money on that position. I considered adding to my position. I've talked about that as a real possibility, excuse me, in the last fortnight or so. I resisted partly because it's a weather punt, and again, I was thinking about not being too keen to add to positions overall. But that's a good dynamic on the chart here today. The soybeans do look like they're going to rally further. Now the problem is too much rain in the U.S. at this time around. So let's. Oh, now oil. That was important. We had quite a shakeout in the crude oil price here today. With let me just put that up while I'm speaking. Apologies for the delay here, but. Bit of a small downward dynamic in here on the spot crude NYME. It was up as high as 39.28, then the news came through that the Iraqi pipeline had been repaired, and so it was back to, I think, probably full production, or at least it was before that sabotage attack, and the price slumped down and closed at 37.77, and it's trading right there after hours right now. Now that had a knock-on effect in natural gas, where I have a position, and got perilously close to my stop level. But so again, well, I've got an in-the-money stop on that, but of course I'm experiencing some profit erosion in here today. So I should have followed my own advice to say and grab the profits when you have the chance, because that had rallied right back up to test its May high. And so, best strategy, the only strategy for this type of environment, whatever market you're looking at, is buy low and sell high if you're going to be in the fray. If you're not, hold on to lots of cash. And despite having a number of trading positions, I probably have more, well, I have more cash than just about any time in the last 18 months. And that feels comfortable. So, have a good evening, and we'll look at all the action again tomorrow.